So we continue now, picking up from the last line we commented on, was, you know, take this and drink it. I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And now, starting with verse 26, and having sung a hymn, that's the last hymn of the Seder Supper. Probably 136, the psalm. They went out to the Mount of Olives. They weren't far from there. If our reconstruction, here's the Mount of Olives, here's Jerusalem, and right here is where our Lord celebrated the Last Supper, if historical reminiscence is correct. And Jesus said to them, all of you will experience downfall. And the word is skandalisthisete. You will be all scandalized, tripped up, literally. Skandalon is something you trip over. Will experience downfall or tripping. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. And that's a text from Zechariah. I'm quite sure it's Zechariah. Because they're all going to be scandalized in him, and you will experience downfall, is the way I translate that. The word exactly is you will be scandalized, tripped up, downfall. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. And that's a text from the prophet Zechariah. But after I have been raised, I will go before you into Galilee. Now, Luke, you see what he's saying? I'll meet you again. Yes, I'm going to be killed, but I will rise again. And I'll meet you in Galilee. Now, there are also experiences of the Lord after the resurrection in the Jerusalem area. The apostles are still in the upper room, and they're there. Our Lord goes out to Emmaus, and then he comes back. Of course, he doesn't have to walk all the way if he doesn't want to. All of you will experience downfall, is how I translated that. All of you will be scandalized, tripped up. That's why I said downfall. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. As I say, that's from the prophet Zechariah. But after I have been raised, I will go before you into Galilee, back where we came from, where I was, you know, where I lived. Peter said to him, even if all experience downfall, at least I won't. And Jesus said to him, amen, I say to you, yes, today, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. But he, all the more, insistently kept saying, even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. And all were speaking in the same way. Pretty miserable little crowd, but it's very interesting because we see ourselves there, don't we? When things are going well, I'm with you, Jesus, I'm with you all the way, I don't care what happens, and then stub our toe on something and where's Jesus? You know, who is he? And that's what happens, as you know, to poor Peter. And now we come in verses 32 to 42 to this moment of crisis where Jesus, you know, decides. For the synoptics, it's here in this Matthew, Mark, and Luke, this moment in Gethsemane. There's a moment similar because there's no Gethsemane recorded in John, in chapter 12, and then in the letter to the Hebrews, for the joy set before him, you know, endured the cross, despising the shame. Or earlier, when it says, you know, he prayed with loud cries and tears to him who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. How was he heard? Didn't he die? Yes, but he was raised. So our Lord prayed to the one who could save him, not from dying, but from death. And the life he lives to God now. And so, this is the way that text goes. So, they came to a small estate, whose name was Gethsemane, oil press, Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took along Peter, James, and John. Now remember, he took them to the raising of the daughter of Lazarus, of Jairus. He took them to the Transfiguration, and he takes them here. But they let him down. Why do they tell this story? So that we don't get discouraged. Here, we're the apostles. We're the first 12 he ever chose. We walked with him, talked with him, ate with him. He gave us instruction for at least 40 days after his resurrection. You know, but we let him down. When finally the Holy Spirit came, then we didn't, and we all died, you know, we all witnessed to him by dying. But he took the Holy Spirit. They came to a small estate whose name was Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took along Peter and James and John with him. Now just try to listen to these words, and we're looking now at the eternal divine Son of God. And it says, and he began to be overawed and distressed. And he said to them, my soul is sorrowful, enough to die. This is Jesus. He took them along for support, and he began to overawed and distressed. My soul is sorrowful enough to die. Wait here and be on the watch. Watch, grigorite. This, my friends, is a word addressed by our Lord Jesus Christ to us. Watch, pray, be on the lookout, be alright, alert. Don't just fall asleep, duck out, you know. And that's what we do. We eat too much, we sleep too much, we don't get where the action is. We don't want to. We don't stay with Jesus. And so, this is the leaders here. And why does they tell this story mercilessly on themselves? To show you the greatness of Jesus and the conflict that you too will have to face. And going on a little, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Can you imagine Jesus saying, Father, if there's any way out of this, I take it. But not what I want, but what you want. But the pain, it's impossible. Some of the popes have tried in their encyclicals to describe for us the depth of the suffering when he foresaw all the sins of his own disciples that he's going to carry in a special way. And it makes him sweat blood. And so, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me, but not what I will, but what you. He's flat on his face. This is the Son of God. So identified with us, so weakened by the pressure, by the temptation. And don't you think Satan is there trying to scare him out of this? Saying, you go along with this, you just wait and see what I got in store for you. And so, Abba, he prays the way he always prays, Abba, intimate, affectionate Father. All things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me. But not what I will, but what you. But you see how deep he's suffering? See, when we're having a hard time, this is where we can go. I remember once in my life when I was making a very important move. It was going to cost me a lot. And I was having a hard time making it. And we were sitting in the living room in the family. And my mother said, "Remember Jesus in Gethsemane." And that strengthened me. And that has been, from that day to this, my favorite mystery of the Lord's life. This one. You see? And he came, and he found them wide awake, praying, interceding, helping Jesus. No. He found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not be on the watch 1 hour? All of you, be on the watch and pray that you do not come into temptation. The spirit is eager, but the flesh is weak." Your flesh, not just your physical flesh, your whole constitution. You know, you're starting to realize something big is going to happen tonight, and your body wants to just blip out. You know? Must be all that wine I drank. No? It's fear. All of you, be on the watch and pray that you do not come into temptation. What temptation? The temptation of denying Jesus. Why should Jesus? Who is he? You see? The spirit is eager, but the flesh is weak. And again going off, he prayed, saying the same thing. And again coming, he found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know how to answer him. And he came a third time, and he said to them, "Are you all still sleeping and taking your rest?" Apeki, which is probably to be translated, "It's satisfied." You know, you find that sometimes in a receipt, apeki, paid in full. The hour has come when the Son of Man is being handed over into the hands of sinners. "Rise up, let us go. The one who hands me over has come." Ho parerirous me. This is Judas. So we're starting now this parodidone, to hand over. Judas hands him over to the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin hands him over to death. Jesus hands over his spirit. And we hand over our lives to Jesus. You see? And so, this is a warning to the church, is it not? To understand that the leaders, Peter, James, John, are there with him in a moment of crisis, and they're sound asleep. And the Lord is saying, as my church lives on, remember this, church, and don't let it happen. Don't get asleep. You don't have to fall sound asleep. You just have to get so interested in the collection or the youth group or something and stay away from the challenge of preaching the gospel and bringing people to acknowledge and know, love Jesus Christ and have their lives changed by him. That's what we're all about. But that's too hard and it makes people mad and, you know. So we're asleep. Now it's interesting. And we'll take that up in the next section.